This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Whether it be you grow your beard, whether it be that you want to wear the thobe that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, you want to use your miswak, these are all beautiful elements of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but by no means they reflect the moral character of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for us to make a bigger deal of the appearance of Muhammad, but not of the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think that is very wicked. I think it's a catastrophe, and I think it's despicable. When people look like him, but they do not act like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that becomes very, very problematic. See, what happens with us human beings is that we want to have the visual profession of faith or of righteousness. I can have people assume about me that I am a religious person on the basis of my physical appearance. And the easiest thing to change about any person, a man or a woman, is physical appearance. How much effort does it take to grow your beard? Just don't shave it. That's all. Just don't shave it. And there you have a beard. But can you really limit the teachings of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to just growing your beard? And that is again why we say, my brothers and sisters, we have only made an imam out of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then the minute we step out of the masjid, in our business dealings, we do not deal as he taught. As husbands, when we go home, we are not the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As fathers, as brothers, as employers, as employees, we forget that part of the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also to embody his teachings wherever we may be. Another mistake that we have done is that we Muslims have claimed Muhammad to us, we have claimed the teachings of Muhammad to only us, and we never shared it with anybody else. And we forgot that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only a messenger to the Muslims, but he is also a messenger to the non-Muslims that choose not to accept him. Ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. He said, O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. Whether you accept me or you do not is irrelevant. But my message is to all of humanity. But us Muslims, we want to claim Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and rightly so, but we forgot that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a universal figure. So what we did is that we hijacked his universality, peace be upon him. And that is why, for example, he is not as respected out there. And a lot of it has to do with how we Muslims are referring, how we think of him, and also do we take that with us to other people or do we not? Yes, he came and we chose to follow him, but he is not our messenger only. And also the early Arabs who lived with him, they understood this about him. They said that one time, a man by the name of Uthman ibn Maz'un, a very good friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said so many times, the Prophet came to me and he would say, accept Islam, accept Islam. So he said, I was just very shy and I said, okay, fine, I am a Muslim. He said, I accepted Islam. He said, it did not really penetrate my heart. I just did it out of convenience. He was a good friend of mine and it wasn't all that bad. So I just, fine, I am a Muslim. And then as he is sitting with him one day, he hears new revelation that come to the Prophet, peace be upon him. In Surah Al-An'am, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, that Allah commands of righteousness and justice and goodness to kinship. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي, and that Allah forbids fahsha, sexual immorality, والمنكر, any other form of immorality, be it publicized or be it done in privacy, والبغي, aggression, oppression, exploitation of other people, taking the rights of other people away. And they say, by the way, this is the most comprehensive verse in the Quran, as far as the best manners are concerned, and then as far as the worst manners are concerned. So this is the most comprehensive verse. So Uthman ibn Maz'un, sitting there, he hears this verse, and what does he say? He says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are indeed the messenger of Allah. And now people are surprised. You are a Muslim. You have said that about yourself before, so he tells them the story. And then what does he do? He runs to Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Abu Talib, you have to hear this. You have to hear the new revelation that came to your nephew today. And he said, what came to my nephew? So he recites the verse to him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَنِ. And he hears it, and what does Abu Talib say? He thinks for himself and he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّبِعُوا مُحَمَّدًا تُفْلِحُوا. He said, O people, follow Muhammad, you become prosperous. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّبِعُوا مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى رَشَادٍ. O people, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he is calling people to the best that is out there, the magnanimity, the tolerance that is out there. And then he said a very beautiful statement. لَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ هَذَا دِينَ فَإِنَّهُ فِي خُلُقِ النَّاسِ حَسَنٌ. He said what he is preaching, even it may not be religion, and the man may just be an imposter or a fake messenger or what have you, he said, even if that may be the case, he said, these are beautiful moral guidelines for people to adopt by. And what we have done at this point is that we have deprived people from these beautiful moral guidelines that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put out there for mankind. See, brothers and sisters, the figure of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a universal one. And part of what we ought to do as far as our belief is concerned is that we must share Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with other people. And when I say share, we must share the teachings of our beloved Prophet with mankind, especially nowadays. Listen to what this man said, B. Smith. He wrote a book about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their voices, you know, they're complaining about this and they're complaining about that, and in the midst of this, Umar walks in. And we all know Umar ibn Khattab was a very, very, he looked a very rough man, but they say he was a very soft-hearted person as well. So he walks into the room and all the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, now they're all quiet and they're no longer shouting as they were shouting before. So Umar is just baffled with this and he looks at them and he goes, you women, this is so unbelievable. You be in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You raise your voices and you argue with him. I come in and now you're all respectful and you are quiet. What do they say? They said, in you is roughness and rigidity that we do not find in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the kind of examples. This is the kind of character that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left behind. Was he a father? He was also a father. The question is, we may claim to look like the Prophet, peace be upon him, but the question that we have, are we being as good fathers as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was? It is said that every time Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, would walk in, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would get up. Now imagine this. You get up for your own daughter or for your own child, and what does he do? Or your own son? And the Prophet ﷺ would kiss her on her forehead and he would make her sit next to him. He would actually make her sit where he was sitting. Many times we are consumed and we are occupied with asking for our rights without really thinking much of our obligations. We want things to be handed to us without really reflecting of what is it that we need to give out there. So we want the children to respect us without really thinking, are we as respectful? Are we behaving as good, as beautiful that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been responding to these people? You see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with children. Even in the masjid, where they would come in and they would be making noise, and as he is praying, what does he do? He speeds up the prayers. Very fast prayers. Then, Salaamu Alaikum, Salaamu Alaikum. They say, Prophet of Allah, that prayer was very fast. Nowadays, what would happen if a child is crying in the masjid? We will probably make the father feel very bad. Why don't you behave your son? Why do you bring your son to the masjid? Why do you do this? The Prophet ﷺ said, you know what? As we were praying, I heard the child cry. And I knew that his mother wants to attend to him immediately because she was feeling for him. He said, I felt for that mother and I speeded up the prayers. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You look into this type of teaching of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and you say that he was literally a walking mercy to mankind. In whatever transactions they were, in whatever social circumstances that he was put in, the Prophet ﷺ always reflected that character about himself. That this is not about me, myself, and I, but rather this is a mercy to humanity. Mercy to humanity. And that is why, brothers and sisters, we really have to think or rethink our assumptions, our notions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What does it mean to say that I love the Messenger of Allah? What does it mean when you say that I am indeed on the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah? What does that really mean? He was so celebrated by the people that were around him. After the salah one day, the Prophet, peace be upon him, looks around and he says, by the way, where is my friend Thawban? Where is Thawban? Where is he? I miss him. They say, Prophet of Allah, Thawban is not feeling well today and he is sick. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, let's go and visit the man. We want to go and visit Thawban, see what's wrong with him. They go there and Thawban is feeling sick. The Prophet ﷺ asks, Thawban, what's wrong with you? He said, Prophet of Allah, one day I sat down and I was thinking to myself, Prophet of Allah, I miss you even though I would be in the same assembly with you. Now can you imagine this? He said, I miss you even though I am in the same assembly as you are in. Now when do you usually miss a person? When do we miss a people? When we no longer see them, right? When you don't see them, you miss them. But he said, I am in the same gathering with you and I am already missing you. You know, this is another joke. By the way, you did not laugh at the first joke that I told. So I'm not very enthusiastic about telling jokes. But this is a man, he was being very playful with his wife. And he was writing poetry about how he felt about his wife. So beautifully, what does he say about her? He said, I loved you before I knew you. And I missed you before I've seen you. This is very beautiful. He said, I've loved you before I knew you. And I've missed you before I've met you. And that's, subhanAllah, so beautiful. It's very soft. It really speaks of someone that really felt for the person that they were talking to. So here you have Thawban. He said, Prophet of Allah, I'll be in the same assembly with you and I'm already missing you. And then he said, Prophet of Allah, he started thinking to myself, when we are resurrected in the day of judgment or in the hereafter, said that you are a messenger of Allah. You will be in higher rank, in higher caliber. If I ever make it to paradise, you are going to be in the company of the messengers. And I'm going to be down here in paradise. So I will not see you as much. And if I do not make it to paradise and I'm in the hellfire, I will never see you at all. He said, Prophet of Allah, I thought about it so much that it hurt to the bones and I became sick. That I am not going to see you. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, smiled and he said, O Thawban, people are going to be resurrected in the company of whom they loved in this life. Do you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now a question becomes is, well, if that is the case, then what are the signs of you loving Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? A person that was truly, wallahi, he was a walking mercy to mankind. Especially those who are forgotten. See, brothers and sisters, many times we are good when it makes us look good. Please bear with me. We are good when it makes us look good. We are only good to those who are going to acknowledge our goodness later on. We are good only if it will add to our status. So what happens is that we care to be good only to those who are at our level or those who are above our level as far as social status are concerned. But are these really the people that tell about our character? Now be good to all, mashallah. But then the Prophet ﷺ would make it a point that he will be good to those who are absolutely forgotten. Those whom other people do not pay any attention to. A man by the name of Zahir ibn Haram, who lived in Mecca, said that he was a Bedouin that loved the Prophet ﷺ. And he was one of his greatest fans in Mecca. He lived in the outskirts of Mecca, but every now and then he would come in and he would bring a gift with him to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When people speak of Zahir ibn Haram, they say, Zahir, they say, in Arabic, say, وَكَانَ دَمِيمًا شَدِيدَ الدَّمَامَ. He was an ugly, a really ugly looking man. A not good looking man whatsoever. You know, deep eyes, flat nose, thick lips, very dark skin. Now this is not to say this is what makes a person beautiful or not, but this is how they described him. But Zahir ibn Haram loved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him as much. And every time he would come in, he would bring a gift with him. So one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no longer in Mecca. He migrates to Medina. And Zahir is devastated that he is no longer going to see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does he decide to do? He decides that he's going to Medina to visit the Prophet, peace be upon him. He goes to Medina, but then he is used to always bring in a gift to the Prophet, peace be upon him. So before he goes to his house, where does he go? He goes to the market. I am going to buy a gift to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Now people see Zahir in the market, and what do? They rush to the mosque, to the masjid, and say, Prophet of Allah, guess who is in town? You know who is in town to see you? Zahir ibn Haram is in town to see you. What does the Prophet say? It will be a good idea to see him. I'll just wait for him here. They said the Prophet ﷺ gets up and he leaves his house. He goes, I am going to see him before he comes to come and see me. And they say that Zahir was in Medina buying and selling. The Prophet, peace be upon him, comes from behind and he grabs him from behind. And he says, this man is for sale. Who wants to buy him? And he goes, let go of me. He doesn't know who is behind him. He said, let go of me. What are you doing? Let go of me. And then he pushes and the Prophet ﷺ lets go of him and he looks back. And there it was, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you see that the face of Zahir has changed. It's his beloved friend, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what does he say? He says, Prophet of Allah, if you try to sell me, you will find that I am a very worthless man. No one would give anything to buy me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what does he say? Wallahi, walakinnaka inda Allahi ghalim. He said, by Allah, in the eyes of Allah, you are not rakhis. You are not worthless. In the eyes of Allah, you are indeed a very valuable man. See, again, the idea is that we tend to be good only when it makes us look good. But that's not the point. And that is not how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived. Cannot be selective about, I will only be good to those who are good to me. I will only be good when it makes me look good. I will only be good when it boosts my own morals. That is all just, you're just self-serving your ego. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was unconditionally good all the time. But we have robbed that away from the person and the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And only confined him in the masjid. How do we deal with our neighbors? How do we deal with our non-Muslim brothers and sisters in humanity? You know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says about them? He says, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi." He said, none of you is a believer unless he loves for himself, unless he loves for his brother that which he loves, that which he loves for him, for himself. Imam al-Nawawi comments about this hadith. See, most of the time when we speak of brotherhood, what are we thinking of? Fellow Muslims. Imam al-Nawawi says, ليست الأخوة الأخوة الإيمانية ولكنها الأخوة الإنسانية. He said in this hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is not talking about faith-based brotherhood, but he is talking about humanity-based brotherhood.